USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Egypt now working to strengthen a tenuous ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The two sides agreeing to the ceasefire Friday after 11 days of deadly violence. Over 200 people killed, most of them in Gaza. Texas Republican Congressman Ronny Jackson wants President Biden to put more pressure on Iran to stop funding Hamas's military operations. Jackson on One America News recently questioning Biden's negotiating skills.
We're not starting from a position of power in our negotiation.
Egyptian negotiators meeting with reps from both Israel and Hamas Saturday. Reuters reporting U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken will visit the area Wednesday. President Biden inviting George Floyd's family to the White House. The visit Tuesday will mark 1 year since Floyd's death in Minneapolis. Biden was hoping to get a police reform bill passed by Tuesday, but that appears unlikely. The bill named for Floyd passing the House, but not approved yet in the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OceanSalmon. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Good news as COVID cases across the U.S. drop and vaccinations rise. Health officials, though, not ready to celebrate. Dr. Anthony Fauci on ABC's Good Morning America Saturday.
The cases right now are the lowest they've been in quite a while, but we still have a ways to go. We really want to get more than 70% of the population vaccinated. The goal is by July 4th, but we want to even surpass that.
Meanwhile, British health officials Saturday revealed the Pfizer shot is 88% effective against symptomatic disease from the Indian variant. A plan in the works to upgrade roads and bridges across the country. A Senate committee Saturday approving a more than $300 billion transportation bill. The bill also includes money for alternative fuel and charging stations. A reprieve for over 50,000 Haitian immigrants worried about having to go back to their native country. The Department of Homeland Security Saturday extending temporary protected status another 18 months. Recent arrivals not covered by the original TPS can also apply for the status. Those who qualify can apply for work visas. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A big mystery perplexing China as people run in panic when a skyscraper wobbles with no earthquakes or weather to blame. Here's Wendy King.
One of the tallest buildings in southern China that shook earlier this week without any explanation has now been closed. The owner of the 71-story SEG Plaza in Shenzhen told everyone to stay out of the tower. He said they're trying to do inspection work to find out why the tower was shaking. The wobbling only lasted for a few minutes, while 15,000 people inside the building were panicking. Officials are having a difficult time finding the cause of the shaking. So far, earthquakes and structural damage have been ruled out. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Also in China, extreme weather blamed for the deaths of 21 ultramarathoners. Runners in the 62-mile race in northwest China Saturday suffer hypothermia as the sunny day turns cold, windy, and rainy. A rare Einstein letter sells at auction. Dan Narocki has the details.
A letter from physicist Albert Einstein sold at auction last week for more than $1 million. Auction house RR Auctions said the letter from Einstein to Ludwig Silberstein is dated October 26, 1946, and is one of only a few examples of Einstein writing out his famous equation E equals mc². The winning bid, made by an anonymous document collector, was more than $1.2 million, well above the expected price of $400,000. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Narocki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.